Right. All right, let's run Tony real quick. Let's just do this.
Let's play it.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the University of New Orleans Jazz Orchestra rehearsing Tony, a composition by Ellis Marsalis. They'll play it this weekend when the orchestra opens a historic concert embracing a full century of jazz. The event is called Satchmo to Marsalis, a tribute to the fathers of jazz. It celebrates a date of all-star alignment in music. On August 4th, 1901, Louis Armstrong was probably born. And on August 4th of this year, the entire music-playing Marsalis family, Ellis, Branford, Winton, Delfeo, and Jason, will perform publicly together for the very first time. The Marsalis sons in particular are celebrating the contribution of their father, Ellis, to their city and to the world of jazz. After more than a decade, Mr. Marsalis is retiring as head of the jazz program at the University of New Orleans. Ellis Marsalis joins us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Mr. Marsalis, awfully nice to have you with us. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. It's a pleasure.
How do you teach jazz? Or do you teach jazz so much as you open a door for students?
Well, I don't think you teach much of anything. I think what happens is that there's an interaction between this person who is in charge of these classes and the students who are there. Mm-hmm. And between the two of you, if the interest is high enough, you discover ways to help them to grow into a direction they want to grow into. But I think we sometimes, especially some parents, get the wrong impression about the study of music. When you study music, especially if you are able to take a disciplined approach, it's a benefit the likes of which you cannot predetermine. There was a saxophonist who came through New Orleans, Joshua Redmond, one year, and his pianist was actually a practicing attorney. And you don't find a lot of people in professions that are skilled jazz musicians while at the same time practicing another profession. And I think the reason that it isn't as typical as it can be is because of the narrow focus on which the education system presents the information to students.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear our government officials talk, it becomes, well, we have to make sure our students are great in math and science. Well, there's a lot of math and science in music.
Mr. Marsalis, to what degree is the Louis Armstrong legacy being passed on?
Well, right now it's kind of difficult to say. Here in New Orleans, there's a festival, and there's some younger players who, because of the opportunity to perform in various brass bands, can get the opportunity to play some of this music.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have not introduced Louis Armstrong and his contemporaries, because this is something that you have to do apart from the way that athletics are marketed. You know, somebody will say Shaq O'Neal and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people on that team other than that. And when we think of Louis Armstrong, we have to realize, you know, that there was at one time Barry Deems and Arvil Shaw and Billy Kyle and Trummy Young. There's a lot that has to be formally instructed so that the value of Louis Armstrong and his contributions, that the students are made aware of that and how important it is to become a studious quality musician.
If you had the opportunity now, Mr. Marsalis, to ask Louis Armstrong one question, what would it be?
Oh, man. I heard Louis Armstrong's band live once.
What year is this, would you guess?
1953. And I was outside of a tent at the Michigan State Fair. I didn't have any money to go inside, so yeah. We were standing outside the tent listening to it. Louis Armstrong with Velma Middleton.
What would be one of the questions?
One of the things that I'd like to find out from him would be what his musical education was like when he was in the city of New Orleans. Really, how he put together what he did.
Yeah. He played in a bordello, didn't he?
I don't know that he really did. Mm-hmm. If he did, it wasn't that often. See, the Bordellos was mostly where the piano players played, you know, Jelly Roll and Tony Jackson, because they didn't hire bands. I mean, they had lush palaces with the femme fatales or whatever, which is another aspect of jazz that never finds its way into the classroom, and that is the first, almost totally for the first 50 years of jazz, the economy was totally underground.
Well, that's because the saloon keepers were mobsters, and that's where the music was.
That's where the music was being played. That's where people made a living. Yeah. And they won those jazz programs, jazz concerts at universities, you know.
University of New Orleans Jazz Orchestra has been rehearsing an old Louis Armstrong song, Strutting with Some Barbecue. What can you tell us about the song?
Well, the song itself, from the musical standpoint of view, is very interesting. They would use rhythms which was peculiar to that period. Mm-hmm. And the way that they played it, I've always felt that if you could have heard it in live performance, that section probably had some drums in it.
How do you feel about this moment in your life?
Well, with a great deal of anticipation. Because somebody asked me, how do you see your life from this point? What do you plan on doing? And I say, well, right now, I'll just describe it as to be continued.
Well, Mr. Marsalis, awfully nice talking to you. Thanks very much, sir.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Ellis Marsalis speaking with us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Mr. Marsalis is retiring as head of the jazz program at the University of New Orleans. Jeff Albert conducts the University of New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. He also recorded the rehearsal for us. Our special thanks to John Bagnato, Amy Ferguson, and Jenny Lawson. Let's go out with the man himself, Louis, on his 100th birthday.